If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
So they did a study, and it turns out the number one issue that people have with their bosses is that they don't receive enough praise. And this was really surprising to me. Because you would think that people would worry about like the hours that they work maybe or how much money they're making. But like when it came to the workplace in general and their bosses, people said they don't receive enough praise. Is that important to you guys?
I think it doesn't hurt to get some praise every once in a while to be appreciated, but not overpraised too. Because you can see the other side where bosses are just saying, oh, you're so great all the time or you're doing a great job, where it's not actually authentic. But I think it doesn't hurt. Yeah. I don't know if it's, I look forward to it or I want it every day, but...
You do, too.
No, I don't. Yes,
you do.
No, I don't.
The thing is, I'm so old school like that. Like, I think back to when my grandfather would be like, you're going to school to work, to learn. You're not going to eat pizza on pizza day, like freaking out. And I'm a little, it's like one of the only ways that I'm old school in that I'm just like, I don't know why you deserve praise for something you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when fathers are like, I take care of my kids. Yeah, you're supposed to take care of your kids. Like that, you don't deserve extra for that. That's how it's supposed to work. So I'm really bad at that. And it's something that if I were in a management position, I'd have to learn. Because in my head, I'm literally like, you look, we get a paycheck, you come to work, yeah. You do your job, you do a great job, and that's what you're supposed to do. But apparently employees need a lot more than that.
I just find it very obvious when a boss is complimenting you, you know, hey, John, like, great job on that report. You know, like, he has to say that to everyone. So you kind of get, like, the rundown. And I don't know. I don't find it very genuine, or at least.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You want it to be genuine. You don't want it to be, like, fake either, right?
I'm okay with no praise. I don't need it. Like, I feel like I know if I'm handling my stuff and my workload, I don't really need it. You can stay out of my business. It's fine.
Okay, all right.
This is the Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Got a text from a Montreal woman at 92925. She's having a debate with her friends about their relationship status over the holidays. The text goes like this. Hi, guys. Love the show. Thank you. I was debating this with some of my girlfriends the other day. What do you think is harder, being in a relationship or being single during the holidays? Thank you, Tanya from St. Michelle, who sent that text in 92925. What do you guys think? Because for me, like, I think back to when I was single and I'm like, man, it just felt so simpler. I didn't have to worry about what gift to get. There was like, now I got to go to 4 different dinners. Mm. I got to go to 2 on the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th. It's quite stressful. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a tough question to answer because
sure.
If you're in love and you found your soulmate, it would be hard to spend the holidays without them knowing who they are and that they exist and knowing what it's like to be around them. I get that. But I have to say, I kind of love that I book my vacation. When I choose to book my vacation, I book my flights. I go do what I want to do. I go to the parties I want to go to. And the holidays are good in that way. I like that I'm not having to like cater to somebody else and worry about when are we going to go see their family or when are we going to do this. That being said, having kids around is fun, like toddlers once they get to that age. Mm-hmm. That at Christmas time is really fun. But to be completely honest, at the holidays, I'm not like, oh, I wish I had someone with me. Like, I'm so good to travel and go do my thing by myself.
And that's good for you because there are people out there who are like, oh, I wish I had someone during the holidays.
Yeah.
Like, they think it's so important.
I mean, right? I have to say, I'm also so lucky to be surrounded by like so many friends and family. So I can imagine if you feel like you're completely alone at the holidays, which is a sad truth for a lot of people, that could be awful and devastating.
Look at you, Miss Holiday Independence.
I am Miss Holiday.
I buy my own gifts. Okay?
I buy my own gifts. No, my mom still buys me gifts like I'm 5 years old, I swear.
She can't help it. She loves you.
She does love me.
As simpler as it is, and you know, it does stink having to worry about buying gifts for your significant other. I just think back to the time when I had no one to kiss on New Year's Eve, and like to me, that's like the loneliest feeling, you know, and it's a... You're in a situation where you want someone, and you know the more desperate you get, the less chance you have.
You're big on the New Year's Eve kiss, really?
No,
you need. Yeah, you are.
He's not.
Just to have someone to know.
He just made that up. Because you act like New Year's Eve is a movie or something where everyone around you is kissing. We know that's not how it works. What are you going to be doing at 12 o'clock on New Year's Eve?
Sleeping.
Yeah,
but at least I'll be cuddling with someone.
There is something special, though, about waking up like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day with a person that you love and opening gifts and being in your pajamas.
Yeah, I feel
like,
the same way about that with my sister and my mom.
Well, exactly.
Or just a random guy you pick up at the bar on New Year's Eve.
What?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a good backup plan, a good plan B.
That is so something I would never do, number one. And I rented a cottage with friends on the coast in Nova Scotia for New Year's Eve. We're going to go there and have some food and have some drinks. And so you're surrounded by people. I got to say, my heart goes out to people who don't have a lot of people around them during the holidays. It can be a really, really sad time. But I got to say, for the most part, for the people who do have like friends and family and are lucky enough to be around them, the holidays are still a lot of fun, whether you're in a relationship or not.
Look, I love my wife very much. It's just things get stressful. And she agrees with me, too. Like the holidays every year and her birthday's Christmas Eve, too. So I got like a gift for Christmas Eve, gift for Christmas. There's about five family functions all crammed up in 3 days. Ugh. You know, and I know like when you're in the moment, you know, Christmas Day, you're like, okay, this is amazing. I'm with people I love. I'm surrounded by amazing people. But there is that other side to it where it's very stressful, like being with all the families and getting the right gifts and making everybody happy. And so I see both sides. I do kind of envy your position just a little bit.
Sam says you got to have something locked down for the holidays, right?
I have it locked down.
I hate scrounging at the last minute on New Year's Eve, you know, to looking for someone to, you know, to kiss or to cuddle
with.
What is
your obsession with New Year's Eve?
Well, I don't know. It's just, it's a very lonely feeling because there's a lot of reflection going on, you know, around Christmas and New Year's. And it's just nice to have someone to sort of.
What kind of soiree were you at last Christmas, last New Year's Eve?
You were probably sitting on your couch
watching Netflix.
I was fast asleep, yes.
Okay, I have some pros and cons about being single during the holidays, okay? Nikki, tell me if you agree with these or not. A pro, you don't have to worry if your gift will please your significant other. You don't actually have to go around and buy a gift.
True. You have to buy gifts for other people in your life, though. Yeah.
A con, you won't receive that gift from a very special person. But, I mean, again, if you have close family and you're close
you
with your friends.
Gifts, yeah.
A pro, you'll save money. Right? You don't have to buy that gift for a partner.
Yeah.
A con, you won't have anyone to snuggle, cuddle with to watch Netflix.
Okay, Sam.
See?
A pro, you don't have to worry about impressing your significant other's parents. You know, I got to be on my A game today. I'm going to see the in-laws.
I've given up on impressing them.
We got a lot of crazy in-law texts, by the way, 9925. There are people like going to their in-laws and there's other people who don't. This is a pro or a con, Nikki, going to holiday parties alone. Right? That could be a fun thing, too. No?
Yeah, it depends because I get to choose which holiday parties I go to.
That's
so
true.
So I obviously go to the ones that I prefer to be at and that are, I have no issue being at alone.
True. And you can bail at the last second. And then your partner's like, no, come on, let's go. You're just like, no, I don't feel like going. Also, a pro, you can spend your break from work or school by doing whatever the hell you want.
Absolutely.
Right? That's definitely a pro on that. And we're taking texts and calls at 9925.
We are. Someone said it's either stressing in a couple or it's depressing alone. It's not depressing alone. We have got to get that out of our minds.
I know.
And just the idea of alone, you picture someone on a deserted island. Like, just because you don't have a significant other at that time doesn't mean you're alone.
You can be in a room filled with 200 people at the bar alone, and you just feel like the only person in the world. I've been there.
Deep, Sam. That is deep. Maria, what do you think?
I'm kind of like in the between. I'm like the separated person.
Then this is a good question for you to answer, because like last year, I guess you would have been in a relationship, and this year you're going to be more solo. During the holidays. So which do you prefer, do you think?
I think I prefer being like more harmonious with someone, because the holidays put that pressure on of having to be with somebody and be happy, and you know. So yeah, I would go with it's better off you're with somebody that you're in love with. That would be more ideal.
But this year
there's a lot of pressure from the family, and you know, where's your husband? Where's your boyfriend?
That's annoying.
Don't listen to them. Don't give in to the pressure. Don't listen to them. And I hope you have the greatest holiday, because you can. It really is just outside pressure. Pay more attention to how you actually feel inside.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to Florida just to get away from it.
All right. Yeah, you can do what the hell you want this year. I envy that. Yeah.
I'm thinking of getting on the plane with my son and going to, like, on the 25th. I'm out of here.
Oh,
there you go.
So,
enjoy.
So support that. Yeah. Enjoy.
Stop rubbing it in.
It sounds like it's going to be the best Christmas ever.
He's mad. He's pissed. Well, my husband's mad. He's like, how do you feel if I did that? Well, give me one good reason to stay.
Yeah,
there you
exactly.
Go again.
And I'll stay.
Bye, Felicia.
Maria.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye.
As long as you're happy, right? I guess that's all that matters.
That's it. And make sure that you're not paying too much attention to what the people around you are saying.
I know.
Because it's not all that important.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
All right, so Nikki, you had something with a family member happen.
I did.
Recently.
I was just talking to my mom about this yesterday. I'm like, do people do this? And you can text us and let us know what you think at 92925. So she told me she bought one of those. I think they're called like the Echo Dot. It's like the Google Home equivalent where you
Alexa.
You say, hey, Google. I guess hey, Echo, I guess. She said she got one for her fiance. And I said, oh, mom, he's not going to use it. Like, I thought I was being helpful. Go ahead and return it because I know him. I know how he lives. And I have one of them. And I know what people use them for. And she goes, oh, no, it's okay. I will. And I was like, what the your Christmas gift.
There are people who do this, don't they? Like, I've never done it intentionally anyway, but I get the feeling you have.
It was so funny. And then I said, Mom, what are you going to use it for? Like, what? And she's like, listening to music. And I said, you don't do that often. She's like, well, that's because I don't have an Echo Dot. Like, I'm like, okay. So this is going to be purchased. It's going to end up like in on their counter or in a drawer and never be used. But I was like, is she the only one who goes around and buys other people's gifts thinking, what, am I going to enjoy it?
For me, it's just tickets, like concert tickets or something like that. Or, but other than that, I've never done it. I know you have, Sam.
Well, I mean, you can't go wrong with good household appliances. Like, you know, I suggest that we get a vacuum cleaner, like a 3-in-1 vacuum cleaner.
Oh, 3-in-1.
Well, you have to think practicality, yeah.
Of course.
And tickets for sure, yeah. I just bought a pair of tickets for the Nutcracker because I've always wanted to go.
So if she doesn't take you, you shouldn't be insulted, technically.
No, she will take me. No, she has no choice. This is a conditional gift.
Somebody said, my oldest brother once bought me all the Shrek movies, but it was really for himself because I didn't like Shrek at all. Kim Kieran, I see you like piping up over there.
Yeah, I'm laughing inside because at this point in our marriage, we plan to buy things for each other that are joint gifts.
Like right.
That new sink tap or the new toilet for the basement.
Right.
Home improvements.
Okay.
Right? But that's not as sneaky as say like, because I know that your husband, for instance, doesn't like going on vacation, right?
Correct.
He doesn't want it. So it would be so sneaky of you to say, I bought us a trip to Mexico. Like that would clearly be for you.
Yes. And I would probably do that with my best friend and leave him behind.
And leave him behind.
So
we don't.
But he knows that gig.
You would just buy it for yourself straight up.
It's for you. You get the house to yourself.
Have you ever done it, Nikki?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Donna says I have. I don't know if I have.
No, I said that, you know, the best way to do it is buy very expensive wine, give it to your friend because you know they're going to feel guilty if they don't drink it with you. So it's a win-win.
Okay. Yeah. Right. No.
Yeah, try that with me, Donna. Yeah. It's not going
to
happen.
It's always about alcohol with you.
I did notice every year I say to my sister, do you have any ideas as to what I could get Mom for Christmas? And she often says like skincare. She's like, you take good care of your skin. Try to help Mom take care of her skin as well. Buy her some good quality skincare. And 2 months later, when I go back and visit, guess where that skincare is? In my sister's bedroom in her makeup bag.
There you go. She tricked you.
Yeah. And
she
I'm like, no, you're 19 years old. You've got 20 years to go before you get a wrinkle. I'm not spending any more money on skincare for you to use it.
All right. We just got a text at 9:25.
Yeah, it says, so I bought my wife lingerie. Who is the gift truly for? Good point.
The Vinny and Nikki replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat 92.5.